kid Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided.
Welcome back.
You either go to church or you're going to go
top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Friday, August 25th, 2023. Wild and dystopic ride. Strange, strange times. So I thought this was America. Before I even get to that, you know, the PGA Tour Championship is going on in the race for the FedEx Cup. And so that's interesting. But this subject of PGA LIV Golf keeps coming up. And there's an article, for example, titled Tom Watson Blasts PGA Tour. Again, if you know who Tom Watson is, you know that, you know, probably somebody to listen to, I would say. Tom Watson blasts PGA Tour again for taking golf in wrong direction amid LIV Golf PIF framework. And this is not an isolated incident. This is, you know, like I was talking about with elected representatives who are capitulating to evil, essentially, being conscripted to evil. Well, you know, you got to go along, get along. You want to get reelected and all that kind of stuff. You want us to contribute to your campaign and do all these great things. Look, man, you got to, you know, you got to be a player. If you want to be in the game, you got to be a player. And so, you know, similar to what's going on with PGA, the PGA tour and that whole controversy, there is the story over in tennis, professional tennis. John McEnroe and Chris Evert, legends in professional tennis. Here's a New York Post article. John McEnroe, Chris Evert don't understand tennis Saudi Arabia direction. And the page title is John McEnroe, Chris Evert don't understand tennis's growing Saudi Arabia infatuation. I need to get back to the other thing, finish that real quick, but just a little bit on this. From the article, with sports from soccer to golf, F1 to cycling, chasing Saudi oil money, is it that they're chasing it or is it that it's, you know, finding its way in? Remember that, you know, I've talked about the Yale Islamic Studies program. Same kind of thing, you know, $10 million grant from a Saudi billionaire, slightly removed from the controversy of September 11, 2001, and, you know, arms trafficking, money laundering, Bond supervillain kind of territory, CIA and friends type stuff. And I said from the beginning that it wasn't an Islamic studies program so much as it was a Wahhabi and Salafi studies program. And I wasn't alone in my assessment. You know, I mentioned Omar Aziz's post way back when over at Huffington Post and the Clarion Project, why I am offended by the Saudi grant to Yale And the Huffington Post title was Wahhabism, Saudi Arabia, and Their Gift to Yale. And I said, you know what, maybe I should be fair and wait until we have some stuff that graduates from this program have written, and we can just judge based on that. And sure enough, you read the stuff they write, and they sound like crazy Wahhabi puritanical fundamentalist radicals at Yale. And then there was that discussion that Candace Owens and Dinesh D'Souza had not too long ago about the kids that are coming out of Ivy League institutions with this radical Marxist nihilistic impulse that we've seen particularly in the last few years. And that's been, you know, happening for quite some time. And the ones that don't, you know, get arrested for throwing Molotov cocktails in the street, end up in boardrooms, or, you know, the ones who can't do teach, and so they become what Andrew Breitbart referred to as the silver ponytail, instructing others to go and do likewise. It's insane what's happening in America. It's insane. What's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing or more of it, perhaps, expecting different or better results. You know what? If it ain't working, maybe do more of it. Pour more gas on that fire. Maybe it'll go out. It's insane. So from this article, you know, in the name of greed, we will turn a blind eye to what, you know, what won't we do? Isn't this America? Weren't we supposed to stand for something as a bastion of something at one point? But, you know, that was the fox in the hen house, the wolf leading the sheep in conversation. With sports from soccer to golf, F1 to cycling, chasing Saudi oil money, I think that's a disingenuous way to put it. I think Saudi oil money is chasing sports. It's not just sports washing. It's much, much more than that. I think it, to me, it reminds me immediately of Pike's letter to Mazzini and the bifurcation conflict, the bifurcated conflict. You will be assigned a side whether you like it or not. And like Nikki Rapana used to remind us, remove yourself from that. Remove yourself from that dialectical conflict. You have to be smart about it. But count John McEnroe and Chris Everett, two of the game's greats, as against the idea. Both the ATP and WTA have been targeted by the Saudis. Now I think that's more accurate than chasing Saudi oil money. With the next-gen finals already set to move there, and now rumors of the WTA finals possibly eyeing the Gulf State, the latter left Everett first caught off guard, then put off. I didn't read that. I don't know, really, Everett said incredulously. I mean, for me, I would prefer not to go to Saudi Arabia to play the WTA finals. Not that I'm going to go play, but for me, I would prefer the WTA not go to Saudi Arabia. Obviously, they have the human rights issues and everything, just the way they treat women. I would be against it, but I don't have a vote. Continuing the WTA's talk with Saudi Arabia, infamous for its treatment of women, among other human rights issues, is well known. You know, ISIS, the beheading of people that has been widely publicized, where does that come from? Where does that ideological bent come from? So it wasn't bad enough that we got the Noahide laws here in America codified, so to speak, back in the mid to late 90s. Now we got to do this. Two sides of the same bifurcated conflict. The UNHRC, as I've mentioned many times, points out that Israel and Saudi Arabia are the worst human rights violators on the planet. And as I mentioned, from time to time, they voted to basically have a permanent sanction, I think it is, a permanent council with regard to Israel's offenses. Saudi Arabia is no better. But these are our dearest allies in the region, we're told. Why is that? And if they seem like they would be at odds, why are they buddy-buddy most of the time? Doesn't that make you wonder? Maybe something more going on here than we're being led to believe. The WTA's talks with Saudi Arabia, infamous for its treatment of women, among other human rights, is well-known human rights issues. John McEnroe, but Wednesday, before Everett and McEnroe did an ESPN call for the U.S. Open, tennis podcaster Craig Shapiro cited sources in reporting the WTA finals would likely be played in Riyadh in 2024. The Saudis have already flexed their financial muscle in bringing soccer stars like Cristiano Ronaldo and more recently Neymar to the Gulf. There was also LIV Golf, which plucked golf stars and forced a merger with the PGA Tour, and the ATP opted to hold the next-gen finals in Saudi Arabia. None of it sits well with McEnroe, who called out the hypocrisy of claiming the moral high ground, then caving and talking Saudi and taking Saudi cash. This is something that's being bandied about, obviously, since golf did this, McEnroe said. But a lot of people are hypocrites that sit around and say that golf or tennis shouldn't go there, while tons of businesses and tons of these people that you know about, including our government and many, many others, go there and do business. But all of a sudden, it's outrageous that sports athletes do it. And this is a good point. You know, the folks who are playing LIV Golf, the Phil Mickelsons, the defectors, the PGA defectors, the turncoats, the Benedict Arnolds, like Phil Mickelson, so to speak. You know, they still wear their sponsors' attire and they still push merchandise, to McEnroe's point. It's the frenemy game. Yesterday's friend is today's enemy is tomorrow's friend, and vice versa. What are we supposed to believe? See, if we allow ourselves to be caught up in this dialectical mess, this is what happens. You got to follow the wind. Whichever direction the wind is blowing, that's, you know, I guess this is where we go. It's insane. This is America. What happened? It's unfortunate. That's kind of heavy for a Friday, but, you know, strange times. These are the times in which we live. So what do? It's reality. Anyway, let's go to the phones. To the phones we go. Lynn in Maryland, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, Chris. Thank you.
Morning.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm a little brokenhearted over Pat.
Yeah, me too.
I'm so sorry she's gone. But she's taking a dirt nap.
Yeah. Amen.
Yep. Yesterday, when you were talking, I was thinking about how our eyes work. You know, we don't see all the colors we see. Our brain fills it all in.
Very little, actually.
Our brain fills in other stuff. And, the problem today is that we have technology and other propagandist manipulation filling things in that if we had the quietness of mind, our mind, especially if our mind is set on Christ, wouldn't fill in those things. Those aren't what we come up with, you know? But we're so used to whatever you want to call it, whether it's craziness or wickedness or fun or distraction. Mm-hmm. We sometimes don't come easily to the truth. Mm-hmm. And today when I was sitting here thinking, I was thinking about the secret of the Lord and what the secret of the Lord is. And it's one of those four-letter words people don't like to hear, and it has to do with the fear of the Lord. Mm-hmm. You know? And, you know, fear has different connotations. But remember, those people were shaking at Mount Sinai. Don't let them talk to us. Okay, now let's go to the bone saw. Remember when I tried to get Julie to send you the note about Saudi Arabia, about the bone saw?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. They've been killing migrants coming from Ethiopia, just slaughtering people. And those that they don't, you know, machine gun or whatever, that stay alive, end up in a worst-case scenario for however long until they get out of there. If they're women, it's not good. Saudi Arabia, though, et cetera, has gone past just, what do they call it, like sports washing, greenwashing, something like that, whatever they call it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Think of the BRICS meeting they had the other day. And then I heard that in January they're adding 6 more countries to BRICS. Let me read you something out of today's paper. I haven't read the paper in weeks. I got papers all over my front porch that I haven't read because I feel so bad by the time I get the paper to the front porch, usually 3 days late.
Yeah, and before you read that, I would say, can you see the shift? People, and the reason that the shift will happen is because everybody shrugs and says, well, what can we do? Oh, you can hit your knees and pray. We can all do that, that's for sure.
And make a phone call, write a postcard.
Absolutely.
Show up.
Absolutely.
Don't speak just to the people, the bobbleheads that agree with you.
Yeah.
You got to speak up.
At last check. And that makes a great point. I mean, you know, speaking of the fear of the Lord, Psalm 25:14, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. So you can hit your knees and pray, and you can call the people who are at last check elected and return to the litmus test, you know, the standard of Exodus 18:21, and stick to it. You can do that. Those are things within our control.
And most of the time we can't do it in our own strength at all. If we don't have the Lord and the Holy Spirit, you know, we don't have a chance.
Amen.
Because you know, you can't figure, most of the people you know aren't going to have your back. They're not.
Yep.
They're going to leave you. They're going to flee. Mm-hmm. Your family's gone. They're gone. Who do you have? I can tell you. I've had people abandon me when I needed them. And so I've learned.
Not to mention, I recall somebody important in Matthew 10 saying, you know, he who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me.
Yeah.
So it's kind of the vice versa of what you're saying, too. Yeah.
And no other idol, not politics, not. Mm-hmm. Whatever, I mean,
not
even
liberty,
politics, there's
not
all
the
sorts of things that are idols. I mean, we're raised to believe we're supposed to love ourselves first.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah, and trust your heart.
Yeah.
All that kind of
ever
fun
deceitful.
Stuff. Yeah. We'll be right back, folks. Stick around. More right after this break.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air. And 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself. Don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember I still want you, and in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. Lots of idols. Lots of things can be idols. It's interesting how, you know, so this reminds me just real quick of a couple of things. you know, Exodus chapter 20, obviously a couple of things that good reminders, you know, there are those 10 commandments, basically. One of them is you're not supposed to have any gods before him. And the next one is we're not supposed to make any graven image or have an idol. And it's interesting how the idol can get moved around, kind of like the stuff that I was talking about. We were talking like sports washing, but it's bigger than that, obviously. It's, you know, to me, the sports washing aspect is kind of a straw man. It's much, much bigger than that. And it really, I think, you know, in a broader sense, we could say that the most important aspect is the religious overtone, perhaps, or the spiritual implications. And the idols of, you know, professional golf, professional tennis, soccer, F1, whatever, being moved to certain places, you know, where your treasure is, there your heart is also, kind of thing. It's interesting what the implications of that are and how we sort of get led around, or we can be led around by that kind of stuff. Anyway, we're on the phones. Lynn, go ahead.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. And I actually believe in the Ten Commandments. I believe the ordinances were nailed to the cross, but the Ten Commandments covered those with his own finger. I think they matter. That's why they were in the inside of the Ark of the Covenant. And I would recommend remembering the Sabbath day, though not necessarily a Seventh-day Adventist. Think about it. But that's just my opinion. But God hallowed the seventh day. In this article, six nations to join BRICS bolstering group as a counterweight to the West by Catherine Shepard. Okay, so and they're going to add Argentina, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates are to join as members in January. Okay, there's a quote in here that she said. That BRICS is into a kind of anti-hegemonic vehicle, said Andrew Small, a senior fellow at the German Marshall Plan. Then Xi's speeches have been, quote, a blow-by-blow case against U.S. alliance system and U.S.-dominated financial systems, as well as a pitch for building, quote, alternative non-Western frameworks for developing countries of trade. Now I'm going to skip all of these other columns. And remember, Mr. Putin was there while Pajojan was doing whatever happened to him. The summit sent a clear message to the United States and its allies that, quote, you cannot contain or suppress China because it has friends all over the world, said Ming Chuai, an independent political commentator. Ming previously worked for some state-run news agency in Beijing. Then the communists won against the nationalists in part, and it's talking about when Mao Zedong, during the Chinese Civil War. And then it says, and then the communists won against the nationalists, in part by taking over villages, surrounding cities to isolate and encircle the enemy. Think about the circle of fires. The same tactic will eventually work against the United States, he wrote. The, quote, China-U.S. contest may still be locked in a stalemate, but the end result is inevitable. He wrote on WeChat, a social media app. Doesn't have to be inevitable. It doesn't have to be. But we have to endure to the end, whatever it is.
That's part of psychological warfare. Yeah, that's part of psychological warfare, to get people to believe that it's inevitable. I got a little thought on that when we come back. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button. Like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in
cool
the United
with
States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But
welcome back. A brief reminder from our own history, not as an idol or talisman, but just as a, you know, just a reminder from whence we came, sort of from George Washington's farewell address of 1796. He said, "Observe good faith and justice towards all nations, cultivate peace and harmony with all religion and morality, enjoin this conduct, and can it be that good policy does not equally enjoin it? It will be worthy of a free, enlightened, and at no distant period a great nation to give to mankind the magnanimous and too novel example of a people always guided by an exalted justice and benevolence. Imagine Joe Biden saying these things. Who can doubt that in the course of time and things, the fruits of such a plan would richly repay any temporary advantages which might be lost by a steady adherence to it? Can it be that Providence has not connected the permanent felicity of a nation with its virtue? The experiment, at least, is recommended by every sentiment which ennobles human nature. Alas, is it rendered impossible by its vices? The nation, prompted by ill will and resentment, sometimes impels to war the government, contrary to the best calculations of policy. The government sometimes, I guess George Washington didn't know the Council on Foreign Relations. The government sometimes participates in the national propensity and adopts through passion what reason would reject. At other times, it makes the animosity of the nation subservient to projects of hostility instigated by pride, ambition, and other sinister and pernicious motives. The peace, often, sometimes perhaps the liberty of nations, has been the victim. So likewise, a passionate attachment of one nation for another, produces a variety of evils. Sympathy for the favorite nation, facilitating the illusion of an imaginary common interest in cases where no real common interest exists. And infusing into one the enmities of the other. Jamie Walden, in the video that I talked about recently, talked about the curious singularity of the term enmity, how it's a mutual conflict. So infusing it into the one the enmities of the other betrays the former into a participation in the quarrels and wars of the latter without adequate inducement or justification. It leads also to concessions to the favorite nation of privileges denied to others, which is apt doubly to injure the nation making the concessions. This is what I call beggar thy neighbor, or reverse beggar thy neighbor, which leads to further balkanization. By unnecessarily parting with what ought to have been retained, and by exciting jealousy, ill will, and a disposition to retaliate in the parties from whom equal privileges are withheld. And it gives to ambitious, corrupted, or deluded citizens who devote themselves to the favorite nation facility to betray or sacrifice the interests of their own country without odium, sometimes even with popularity. Gilding with the appearances of a virtuous sense of obligation, a commendable deference for public opinion, or a laudable zeal for public good, the base or foolish compliances of ambition, corruption, or infatuation. And finally, as avenues to foreign influence in innumerable ways, such attachments are particularly alarming to the truly enlightened and independent patriot. How many opportunities do they afford to tamper with domestic factions, to practice the arts of seduction, to mislead public opinion, to influence or awe the public councils? Such an attachment of a small or weak towards a great and powerful nation dooms the former to be the satellite of the latter. Do you have a thought on that, Lynn?
You know, people covet. We covet, and we think we're better. And I don't know. All I know is that, like Jesus' first words in Matthew 24, let no man deceive you.
Amen.
Because we're easily deceived, and we can run by our emotion rather than taking a clear look. We can be prideful and think we're better than, you know,
we are better. We are better, right? We're Americans.
Yeah.
Being facetious, obviously.
Yeah, I actually really wonder about everything about the beginning of this nation, because it seems that we have a running theme going. But it doesn't mean that we're better than, or that others are better than us. But we have this thing about wanting to go and conquer. And we're not going to take well to get and conquered if that happens. who's going to fight? They can't even qualify to join the military if they wanted to volunteer. Then they take dupes that go running into North Korea. You just got to wonder. But the thing is to remember, because, I hear people say, oh, Jesus, and we are. We're going to be praying, because Jesus said if he didn't return when he does, there wouldn't be any left to be saved.
Yep.
And so we think that, that's going to be it. The earth's going to burn up, judgment comes. I'm like, not yet. It's like skipping Revelation 20. Satan's going to be in that pit for 1,000 years. It's not a spiritual thing. God means what he says. He says what he means.
Yeah.
And that's what I loved about you sharing yesterday about Malachi. God doesn't change when you read Malachi. He may become angry and then become unangry, but he's not like us that flip-flop all around. He's still God.
Yep.
I mean, we can pray and he will change his action, what he does right then, but the same way he put a rainbow in the sky, so he did destroy this earth with flood again. Though the idiots want to pour, radiation water into the Pacific, like there's not some other way to deal with that. But what do I know? But my pay grade, but I'm sure it's above somebody else's if they haven't really tested them all. And I thank you for this call. I thank you. I thank the Lord for Pat. And I thank Mike. And I pray everybody stays safe and healthy and people don't get all resentful about the 60th anniversary of the March on Washington. And we remember, the government went after Martin Luther King the same way it went after Kennedy. They set the man up. He wasn't perfect. None of us are. But I hope D.C. stays safe. And I'm sorry for that man that didn't have the money to put up for bond and is sitting in that horrible jail in Atlanta till his trial comes up, unless somebody wants to pay his bail, because that jail's sounds a whole lot worse than D.C. jail. I mean, a man died of bed bugs in that jail.
Yeah.
I mean, how disgusting. So let's try to remember to pray for each other like you remind us, because we sure need to. It's so important to know that somebody's praying for us sometimes.
Absolutely. It reminds me of Chuck Missler talking about, sometimes how he would say, Bible believing folks, all of whom presumably redeemed, that we are all here by a miracle. Someone prayed for each one of us. And so, we should pray for each other.
You don't know Pat's cause of death, do you?
I don't.
Okay. She's been on my heart and mind for weeks and weeks. Folks, it's hot where you are. Drink water. And when you go out, take twice as much as you think you're going to need wherever you're going. Because she could have been in the traffic jam in Atlanta yesterday, which wasn't even that bad. But there was a Falcons game getting ready to start. But here 3 weeks ago, there were 4 traffic jams around the state that lasted for hours on the hottest day. So during rush hour. So remember to drink water and take water with you. And remember your neighbors, the disabled and old folks, people who live alone. When people get old, they don't have a sense of thirst. So you got to push them to drink enough water. So let's watch out for each other. And thank you for all you do. I really appreciate you so much.
You bet. And thank you, Len. Much appreciated.
And I hope James in Vancouver is doing okay. I think the fires were starting to die back a little bit up there. I hope I'm right, because I haven't heard in a day or so. But I heard that they had stopped, so I'm kind of worried about him. And his friend, I knew his friend who had to evacuate, I think. So I just pray the Lord keeps them safe. Thank you. Bless your heart, Chris.
You're welcome. Thank you, Lynn. In the interest of time, back to the phones. Brian in Washington, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Brian.
You Dean Wigington earlier. Mm-hmm. Amber Bailey had him on a week ago, I think, maybe filling in for Robert Raybould. I'm sorry, she had Jim Lee on, Climate Viewer, and Jim has a couple-hour video on YouTube. It's entitled Dean Wigington, Geoengineering Gatekeeper and Chemtrail Scaremonger. Mm-hmm. So there is this Julianne Romanello, and you accepted our invitation to have her on. Well, she's going to decline along with Cindy Niles. I think even though Julianne is a practicing Christian, she is not going to come on your show. And I think the reason is because she and a whole bunch of these other people worship at the cult of Alison McDowell, who will not talk about communitarianism. I want to point out that it was years ago you had Richie from Boston on as a guest, and he at the tail end said, wow, you guys got it going on here at RBN. Call-ins, chat room, and archives. So to any of the RBN listeners, you aren't going to realize until it's gone how much you miss this, and it's my plea to think about sending some donations in the event, Chris, you were up for it. I know Merbailey could probably coax Jim Lee to come on. It's not a big cat fight over Dean Wigington, but at the same time, and I'm just going to throw a few names out, Deborah Tavares sent me a must-watch, immediately drop everything, look at the new Alana Freeland introducing the unfinished third-gen geoengineering film by Michael J. Murphy, Unconventional Gray. So it's capital UN, conventional, all one word. What is missing? If you don't have a lot of time, you could go to the last 20 minutes. Well, they're talking about global governance. I mean, they got the fellow G. Edward Griffin. He's been talking collectivism for friggin' ever. But the last 20 minutes makes it really clear, even though Michael Murphy is dead, and, you know, this Dean Wigington might want to think about taking some responsibility since he attacked him like he attacks everybody because he wants to be the cock of the walk in anything geoengineering. So, yeah, I'm just saying that this movie's solution is we all need to come together. And why is the C word never mentioned? And as to Jim Lee, at least Lark was willing to spend several hours on the phone to go over it with Jim Lee and get Jim Lee to start mentioning the word occasionally. And, you know, they had the anatomy of slave speak that you speak of, Chris, a fair amount, at least in common. They could all see we were being manipulated. I have one more person's name to drop, Cohen Jacobs, a expat from Belgium, living in the Philippines. At one time, he was very active in exposing this communitarian nightmare, but eventually he's got bills to pay and a sweetheart that needs, you know, to have a little finances coming in. But he, 5 hours ago, sent me this, speaking of gatekeepers. Interesting how, once again, communitarianism, the political religion, the true philosophy that is being hardwired into society, is being omitted from the script, even though Derek Burrows is aware of its existence as he lures his audience into alternative communitarianism. So there's a HTTP, the pyramid of power.net, And here we have, you know, this is being presented as the solution. And Derek Brose and I have back and forth for several hours, and he is just like Curtis Stone, the urban farmer. I think he smokes too much cannabis. He can't figure out, I'm not promoting communitarianism. I'm calling you, Derek, and Curtis. You guys are promoting it, and yet you don't even know what the word is. It's time to up your game a bit, and I think this could be achieved, but, boy, it's going to take a little bit more than what our beloved John in Tennessee would commonly say. I don't know what's up with Brian and Lark. They don't know that all they have to do is believe in the Lord and it's all going to be perfect. No, I think it's going to be a little more of a battle than that description. So, yeah, that's going to do for my rant. I will put some links in your chat room.
Okay. Much appreciated, Brian.
I enjoyed it.
As always, much appreciated. You know, as far as, you know, Kumbaya, my understanding, Kumbaya is a dialect interpretation of come by here, Lord. Anyway, speaking of John in Tennessee, just real quick, it's both, actually. You know, is it everything gonna be okay, but there's gonna be a, you know, a little bit more of a battle? Absolutely. The nuance is it's both. Things are going to get worse. Like Lynn reminded us, you know, Jesus said, unless he returns, there would no flesh be saved. And so it's definitely going to get worse. And, but, you know, you see these, there was a video that I saw the other day. I thought maybe we should play that. What is the title of that? If I can find that. This is interesting. Bill Gates' plan to remove God forever. Kwok Brothers Freedom Files channel on YouTube. Interesting. You look at some of the comments on that video. Let me give you an example. And let's see. Do I not have that or something? Maybe I don't have those. I should. The heck are those? We're running out of time. Thought for sure I had.
We all know Bill Gates is a...
Anyway. Let me see if I can just take a look real fast. Basically, the comments are to the effect that, you know, we, if you've read the book, you know how the story ends, so to speak. Yeah, this person's pinned comment, pinned by the guys who run the channel. Spoiler alert, God wins. And, you know, there are a number of other comments like that. No one can remove God Almighty. Let him see how smart he is when he stands in front of his creator face to face. You can never remove the one who created you. Never. Impossible. There are countless comments like this. You know, here's another one. God sits in heaven laughing at Bill Gates, which is kind of, you know, you might say is, you know, hints at Psalm 2 kind of. Obviously, Gates did not understand how bad Satan lost when he went against God. I mean, a lot of comments like this. So, you know, it's both. And I would just, you know, before we go back to the phones, I would just say I see communitarianism and I raise you the question, who's in charge, who decides? Is collectivism really bad? I mean, isn't that what's going on in Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 4, the Pentecostal moment? Speaking of cults, you know, communism is a counterfeit of the Pentecostal moment. So is the Pentecostal movement. That's a discussion for a different day. But, you know, the question is who's in charge, who decides? And that's the broader point that correlates to Pike's letter to Mazzini. Probably something to talk about later. In the interest of time, back to the phones. Chris in Virginia, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Chris.
Good morning.
Morning. Hey, I just want to make the point that the vigilante justice is at some point does become legal. Vigilante justice at some point becomes the only option, the only available option. And I say that because 2,000 missing children in Lahana. Well, that's just completely shocking to me. And these people need to be swinging from the end of a rope. The mayor of Lahana. Somebody should burn Oprah's house down. I'm pretty sure she knew what was going on from the clips that she's put out that seem really, really strange. So that 2,000 missing children, Chris, I can hardly believe that. I can hardly believe that. And I don't think these people are going to get away with this. I really felt like this was a tipping point in our society, and it kind of coincides with the Trump mugshot. It just seems explosive. I don't know what you think about that, but
it's supposed to. It's supposed to. That's what I've been saying. And you know, the whole history of you know, the potential Trump presidency, we were groomed. My generation was groomed for decades on vigilante justice movies, and it's supposed to seem this way. We're being fed this stuff, but you know, to back to Lynn's call, we have a duality of history. We've been hypocritical, and we're called to put away the double-mindedness and hypocrisy. Romans 12, I think, is the order of the day. Let love be without hypocrisy, and Paul says, never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. If possible, so far it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. You know, God says, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. So I would say probably better for us all to pray in precatory prayers and leave it in the hands of God, because, you know, he's more capable than we of meting out justice. In
Amen.
Fact, he's the only one. So,
amen. Good point. Good point.
That'll do it for the broadcast. We're supposed to get angry. We're supposed to think that there was a news clip I wanted to play about that, actually, and maybe I'll do that on Monday. That speaks to that. Thank you, Chris, for your call, and thanks for the email you sent me the other day. I didn't send you an email back. Sorry about that, folks.
That's
we're
okay.
Supposed to get angry. Don't do it. Read Romans 12. Leave it in God's hands. That's the best advice. I hope it was informative. I hope you pray for each other. Have a great weekend. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.